Bond-up builder scam. 6 years, no homes, no justice. Illegal floors, legal blunders. Fraud builder Abhijit. Doobie booked and scam, unmesh, Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive. The Aniraj Tower redevelopment scam in Pandup, West. Mumbai has left dozens of families in limbo, without homes, rent, or basic safety. For over 6 years. At the center of the storm is fraud builder Abhijit Saklanarayan Doobie, now facing multiple FIRs for fraud and assault. Illegal construction, fire code violations, and abuse of power reflect a larger breakdown in Mumbai's redevelopment ecosystem. Mumbai redevelopment in crisis. Aniraj Tower. A ticking time bomb. Located on LBS Road, the Aniraj Tower project began in November 2018 under Sudhanshu Infrastructure Pit Lutalard, helmed by fraud builder Abhijit Doobie, who also served as chairman of the Housing Society, a conflict of interest that set the tone for future abuses. The builder entered redevelopment agreements with 30 flat owners and 57 gala holders, but 6 years later, construction remains incomplete. Residents allege they have received no rent compensation and have faced intimidation for raising objections. Fraud Abhijit Doobie is currently booked under the MRTP Act, and a separate FIR for assault has been filed. Complaints have been formally submitted to the Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA. Fear, force, and FIRs. When builders turn bullies, resident and complainant Tarun Jani was allegedly assaulted by men linked to the builder. "Is this what redevelopment looks like? Violence and threats?" he asked. According to multiple residents, Abhijit Doobie declared the old 1995 building dangerous and forcibly disconnected water and electricity, tactics believed to be used to evict residents without proper compensation or consent. These actions, many argue, were done in bad faith to fast-track demolition. 6 years of delays, zero, zero. Progress. Families left, stranded. Despite the demolition of the original structure, the redevelopment is far from completion. Families remain displaced and financially burdened, with no sign of their promised homes or rent. Key violations include non-payment of rent, totaling crores of rupees. Failure to submit a mandatory Rs. 5 crore bank guarantee. Unauthorized structural changes triggering legal disputes. Residents claim Abhijit Doobie, as society chairman, manipulated records and misused his position to push through decisions that favored his company. Illegal floors. Invisible oversight. Flats sold beyond permits. A whistleblower revealed that Abhijit Doobie only had construction clearance up to the 12th floor and conceptual approval till the 21st. Shockingly, units above the 21st floor are already being marketed and sold, despite having no sanctioned approvals. This blatant regulatory violation raises serious concerns about possible collusion between builders and civic officials, and a larger failure of enforcement mechanisms. Fire safety violations, unauthorized commercial activity. In June, the SRA sealed an unauthorized banquet hall, Sudhanshu Banquets, being illegally operated on the 8th floor of the under-construction tower. The hall lacked a part occupation certificate and had no fire safety clearance. Just 2 days later, the hall resumed operations and hosted events, forcing authorities to reseal the premises and shut down alternate entry points. Resident Krishna Scheller reported that commercial gala units on the ground floor lack water and power supply. He added that residents who speak out face open threats and intimidation. Financial distress mounts for displaced resident society member Ajit Moore, highlighted the growing financial crisis. "We've received no rent in years. We're spending our savings just to run from court to court. This is exploitation, not redevelopment," he said. Residents are now demanding that Abhijit Doobie and his representatives be barred from all society meetings, that charges be filed under the Maharashtra Ownership Flats Act, MOFA, investigation under the Benami Transactions Prohibition Act. Site impact, a broader pattern of redevelopment fraud. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has found that Aniraj Tower is not an isolated case. Across Mumbai, dozens of similar redevelopment scams are festering, pointing to a larger systemic collapse in oversight, transparency, and justice. Residents argue that this is not just about one tower. It reflects the state's failure to regulate and enforce basic housing protections. Many are calling for criminal prosecution not only of the builder, but also of bureaucrats who enabled the fraud through inaction or complicity. Redevelopment or real estate racket. Time for a cleanup. The Anuraj Tower scandal is a cautionary tale. It underscores the urgent need for an independent probe into abuse of power, fraudulent construction, fire safety violations, potential criminal conspiracy. Until authorities intervene decisively, the residents of Anuraj Tower and thousands across Mumbai will remain victims of a broken and exploited redevelopment system. Key accused: Abhijit Sakalnarayan Dubey, Pinky Abhijit Dubey, Directors, Sudhanshu Infrastructure, Pvt. Ltd. CEO, Sneha Arun Jaiswal.